Life is like a camera. Focus on what's important, capture the good times, develop from the negative, and if things don't work out, take another shot. That's a quote I found on the internet when I was looking up camera quotes. Good evening, and welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY. My name is Sheila White. I'll be your host this evening with our guests Butch and Linda Van Setters. Butch is the president of the Hillcrest Camera Club. Welcome to the show, Butch.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here too, Linda.
Thank you.
Let's just start off with a very simple, easy question.
Okay.
Butch, tell us about the Hillcrest Camera Club.
Well, we're one of the oldest camera clubs in New Jersey. We're 78 years old this year. We meet twice a month, the second and fourth Mondays of the month. And we meet in Phillipsburg at the Presbyterian Church. And our first program, the second Monday of the month, we have a competition. And the competition would be prints, pictorial, digital, which goes up on a screen, and nature digital. And several times a year, we have assigned subjects that could be almost anything. That's predetermined at a meeting in the spring.
Okay. And so who are the members of your club?
Our members are just people that are just beginning in photography, just have an interest, a budding interest in photography, all the way up to people that are pros. We have a real cross-section of photographers in our club. Somebody new comes in, we try to make them comfortable with the people there. It's a very diverse group, and we always try to make people feel comfortable when they come in.
Do members have to have any particular equipment to be productive in the club?
None whatsoever. We have people, that haven't even bought a camera yet. They want to come in and observe and just get a feel for what they want to buy later on, or if they really want to continue. So, no, we have people with a lot of equipment, and there's always something new to people that are just curious about photography.
With the equipment, do you have members who are trying to perfect their phone camera techniques? Really starting with the material that's available to them?
That's a real, real growing division of photography. I mean, phones are actually taking sales away from the major photographers. We're looking into programs for the phone photography. Mm. It's growing huge. Mm-hmm. And the phones are getting better and better. And so I think you're going to see a lot more of that in the future.
So what would a phone photograph or phone photography activity in your club, what might that look like?
It wouldn't be any different than what we're doing now, but I can see in the future that there would actually be a category for competitions for phone photography. Mm-hmm. You can't do things like that way, something that you would need a long lens with, you know, but for everyday shots, street photography especially, they would be good for things of that regard.
So in these meetings, do you have guest speakers that come in sometimes and talk about their work or just techniques in general?
We have the second meeting of the month, which is the fourth Monday. We bring in a speaker. And the speaker could be, we try to cover all aspects of photography because, you know, we have people that are just nature, or their main interest is nature. We have people that do portraiture, all aspects of photography. So when we set up our schedule for the year, we try to set it up so that we cover everybody's interests. So each month there would be somebody different to cover a different aspect of photography, especially with today's technology. With the computerization, the post-processing, And a lot of people want to learn about post-processing. That's a huge part of it today. So therefore, we bring some of those people in also.
Linda, can you tell us about the speaker that you had at your last meeting?
Our last speaker was actually
Bob Baker,
mm-hmm. who is one of our club members. And he gave a program on layering with Photoshop. Because as Butch said, people are really interested in being able to process their own images. So Bob did a great job. He we have a projector attached to our computer, and he had a pre-planned program that he showed on the screen and explained different steps of how to do.
So club members actually saw him working through this software program in real time. This first step was this, and then the second step. Mm-hmm. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
So the club members actually get some behind-the-scenes how-tos that they can play with then on their own. That sounds like a wonderful opportunity to exchange ideas and creative process.
Yes, we want people, our main goal is for people to always learn more. And because we have such a variety of skill levels in our group, we try to have different programs that will appeal to all different levels.
Well, and it also sounds like since the club is 75 years old, it has progressed and evolved with technology. I'm pretty sure the club started off with everybody having their own dark rooms or borrowing the material for chemical processing, et cetera. But are there members in your club that have those old techniques as well as the new techniques?
Yes.
Tell us about them.
We have, I'll mention Lou Shore. Lou's been a member for over 50 years. And, years ago, it was black and white mostly. It was darkroom techniques. And Lou was very good at that and still is. But it's kind of getting to be a kind of a lost art because of the digital age. People today are really into the digital. The numbers at the camera clubs have actually jumped since the digital age started. But you have to stay with those new trends and new technology. You have to do that.
We also have a number of galleries and exhibits around the Lehigh Valley that celebrate photography. I'm thinking currently of a few shows. I know I work at Lehigh University, and we have one exhibit on photographs of South Bethlehem in the McGinnis Gallery, and also in the lower galleries over at Zollner, a good collection of Latin American art. Much of that collection is photographs. But there's also an exhibit over the Allentown Museum of Civil Rights Photography. As a club, do you do ventures to these exhibits and galleries and share observations and just kind of talk about the artwork that's available there?
At our meetings, we talk about some of this. If we see something coming about, especially if one of our members has a show somewhere, we always encourage people to go to that, give them a little plug. Mostly it's the two meetings, but we do occasionally get small groups to go out and visit different galleries or shoot together.
So when you're going to these shows, and just on your own personal experience, when you go to a photography show, do you ever imagine yourself if you would have taken that shot when you're looking at photographs?
All the time.
Yes. Do you say, I would have done differently, or I would have used this lens or what have you?
Well, one of my favorite sayings is, you know how many great shots I almost got?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Especially in the days of slides, because you didn't have the LCD and all the adjustments. You took a shot, you made a guess with the exposure, which is really the biggest thing to overcome. But today, you had to guess, and there were a lot of things. The waste can was used a lot in slide days, But today, you just delete, and or you look when you do get your work, and you can make adjustments in post-processing, you know, to a certain extent. Now, in nature, we do have a nature competition that's really limited.
How so?
Well, you can't, we'll just say you have a landscape. You can't add something like a bird or a deer or something in the landscape. You can't do something that extreme. You can use tones or something, maybe make the sky brighter or less or help out, things like that. But you can't add. Mm-hmm. Now, in pictorial, you can. It's pretty much what you want to do. You can you can do pretty much the sky's the limit.
And what do you mean by pictorial? Can you describe that?
Pictorial is just about anything. It could be anything, street photography. It could be people just doing things. It could be portraiture. It could even be landscapes. Travel photography is big in portrait pictorial. Anything whatsoever. Except it can't be too crazy like contemporary. We have once in a while we have a contemporary competition where people just go crazy and just use their imaginations and put stuff together.
Contemporary. I think we're going to want to dig into that in a little bit. And what does crazy mean?
Okay. It could be, you can, well, like you can add a dragon looking over somebody or just any, use your imagination, add things, you know. And there's people that really like to do that because they just get to express themselves in that regard.
So in the example that you're giving in terms of this contemporary genre, if you would, you're adding in the post-production?
In post-processing.
Ah, yeah. I see.
You could take a couple different images, add them together, put something in there that isn't there, whatever. Just make up your own image.
Is it also the place where you could really play with overexposure, adding color?
Anything. You know?
Filters.
Filters.
Mm. Yeah. Filters, big deal. Filters,
yeah, so this is really playing layers. Around with the post-production software.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it always has to start from an original photograph that you took.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we're going to be taking a very brief break from this lovely conversation with Butch and Linda Van Setters. Butch is the president of the Hillcrest Camera Club. So we'll just return in a few short announcements. I'm Sheila White. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY Public Radio. I'm your host, Sheila White, speaking with Butch and Linda Van Setters. Butch is the president of the Hillcrest Camera Club, and we're having a lovely conversation about photography and amateur photography, professional photography, opportunities for just celebrating the technology's evolution from the 78 years of the Hillcrest Camera Club. That's just amazing to me that a club has survived 78 years of management.
It is amazing to think about it. All the different, through the different decades, the people that were involved and how it evolved and how the people evolved with it. And it really is. It's come a long, long way. You think back of all the changes in photography in the last 78 years, and the club just evolved right with all those changes. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
And you said in the earlier segment that the club meets on the second and the fourth Mondays of every month.
Correct.
And the next one that's coming up, or you have a special guest coming up in one of the upcoming programs, it's Frank Smith?
Well, first, on March 14th, we have a competition.
Oh.
And our judge is Dan, Phil from Dan's down in Easton. He's judged for us before. And he's an excellent judge.
What makes an excellent judge?
Well, an excellent judge will see, he'll look at the image and he sees the whole thing quick. Mm-hmm. And he or she, I should say, will critique that image. And they not only offer suggestions on how to make the image better, but they'll tell you what they like about the image. And if they do point out things, then there's almost always something that can be corrected or improved on. They say it in a way that it doesn't offend the maker. You know, you want a judge that will suggest things or point out things that the maker learns from, and they do it in a way that is non-offensive and helpful to everybody. And that's one of the things. People come into our competitions, and the first thing I tell them is just listen to the judges. Listen to the judges, because that's how you're going to learn. You know, they'll say something maybe, well, the subject is too centered. It should be looking this way or whatever. Just listen to the judges, and you're going to learn. It's the best experience you can have with the camera club as far as education and learning things.
So it sounds like these competitions are not about the winning.
No, they can be, mm-hmm. No. It's more about a learning experience. Mm. We have a banquet at the end of the year that everybody puts their best shots in, and then we'll have a panel of three judges, and then it can kind of be about winning that night. But it's not like somebody's going to get real upset over it or whatever. It's not a bragging thing. It's just a finalization of the year and a dinner. And so you feel good, of course, if you win, but it's more about teaching.
So let me ask you this very personal question there, Butch. Have you ever won?
A few times.
A few times.
I've lost also.
Yes. Well, your lovely
Many
wife,
times.
Linda, has given me a sign.
Well, what I'm laughing about is we have this competition between us.
Oh, my goodness.
That's where our real competition goes in.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to go there anymore. We'll move on. But a friend of mine, Frank Smith, is going to be doing one of the lectures or presentations at
On the 28th.
Mm-hmm. What's he going to be doing?
He's going to be talking about his adventures, his different adventures, mostly in the Far East and around the world, and filling us in on, give us some tips on mostly travel photography. Mm. Frank is excellent. He's one of the best in the area, one of the best in Lehigh Valley, and we're really looking forward to having Frank there.
Great. And he's traveled into Indonesia or China?
Everywhere.
Where has he gone?
Frank's been all over the world. A lot in Indonesia, though. Mm-hmm. A lot in those areas. Into areas that most people just wouldn't be able to go into. You know, they couldn't afford or whatever.
Linda, let's talk a little bit more about some of the resources on the Hillcrest Camera Club's website, which I believe is hillcrestcamera.org.
Yes.
I was poking around there as I was preparing for this conversation, and I saw a couple of links there for some resources. Can you tell us about the extra resources that are available there?
We have links that take you to, I guess you would call them instructional documents that may tell you how to process your picture a certain way, or something about photography that's helpful to the group. We also have on our website a very detailed explanation of how our competitions work, so that someone that's new to the club can come in and go over this document and know exactly how to prepare and submit their images for competition.
I can see that kind of information would encourage people to not feel like they're going to be blindsided by a detail feel like their time is wasted.
Once you've done it a few times, it's not hard, but the initial learning all the ins and outs of everything, it's a little tedious because we have so many different kinds of competitions. And on another small note, anyone is welcome to come to our meetings at any time just to check us out and see if they like it.
That's great.
So we have activities occasionally away from the club, like workshop. Last year we had a dog photography workshop, and we welcomed anyone that was interested in photography to come. It's good for us because we may get a new member out of that, and it's good for the person interested because they can learn something, and they're not obligated to join our club.
That's wonderful. It's very generous in the invitation. It's always open. But if people want to know when these meetings are happening, they're also
On the homepage, it always lists the next meeting and explains what it is. And then within the tabs, you can get to the actual yearly calendar.
Mm-hmm. I try to keep the meetings and the whole club outlook as kind of low-key and a kind of a social type. Mm. I don't like to get into the real serious stuff. I just like to make it a fun thing. If you're not having fun and you're not learning, you know, what's the sense in going? You know, I just like to keep it that way. So a social event, kind of, even, you know.
There's something else that the Hillcrest Club does, the Camera mm-hmm. Club. And one of the reasons why I'm so excited to have this conversation and the generous station here at WDIY to have us talk about it is that there's an exhibit right now from the club happening at the Rotunda Gallery in Bethlehem City Hall. And I believe it's an all-members exhibition?
Yes, we have an exhibit there right now. Mm-hmm. Our reception is Sunday from 2 to 4.
Well, that was yesterday.
Yes.
So the reception happened, yeah, right. Yes. And so now it's open to the public during the general hours?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
And for our listeners, the Rotunda Gallery is located outside City Hall. You have to walk through City Hall to get to the gallery. The street address is 10 East Church Street. And it's open to the public only on weekdays from 8:30 in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you're coming by to the public library during the day, you can come through and check out the exhibit there. Or also for public meetings that happen in the evening, let's say city council meeting, you can come in a couple of minutes early and also walk around the galleries at that time and check that out there. And how long does the exhibit run?
It closes March 28th.
Okay, so we have this month to be able to see that. Are there any special images in this show that you might want to tell our listeners about to make sure they get there to see it?
Well, it's not a juried exhibit.
Okay.
So, you know, we don't submit 100 and then we pick out 30 images, which we have there. We allow each member to put two images in.
Mm.
And so whatever, you know, we don't jury them. We don't, you know, specify exactly what we have. Everything, like Linda and I, we're mostly nature.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have nature there, street photography, just in general, all types of photography.
So let me ask you this, in your years of participating with photographers around the Lehigh Valley, what's the most photographed image in the Lehigh Valley that you've seen?
In the Lehigh Valley?
Mm-hmm.
How far out do you want to go with Lehigh Valley?
That's up to you to define.
A really good one, if you want to go out that far, and that's debatable, Clinton Mill.
Okay.
That's the most photographed place in many miles around.
Oh, interesting. I thought you would have said the blast furnaces for the
whole. Oh, you're right. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. That kind of got by me. You're right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about nature, and I don't think the blast furnaces are very natural, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very popular. Very popular. We don't have a competition. There are at least a couple images, and people can go crazy there. I mean, they're all different. It amazes me because every competition that I see something from there, it's a different angle. It's a different exposure. People just, you know, use their imaginations and they work it in different ways.
Well, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah,
it's not about taking the same picture the same way over and over again. It's about all the different perspectives that we can celebrate through the lens.
Yep. Yes.
Well, I want to thank our guests, Butch and Linda Vansetter from the Hillcrest Camera Club. This has been a lovely conversation. I really enjoyed our time together. And I hope our listeners have enjoyed listening. It's been great talking to you this evening. One last reminder to our listeners that the exhibit will remain at the Rotunda Gallery until March 28th. Thanks for tuning in to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Also, thanks to our engineer and producer, Neil Haver. And I hope you have a great night. I'm Sheila White.